This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A majority of Colorado's Congress members voted against a temporary extension of a key surveillance law. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Colorado's Democrats and Republican Representative Lauren Boebert voted against a three-week extension of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Democrat Jason Crow, who serves on the House Intelligence Committee, says it's a key tool, but the Trump administration has installed a loyalist with no national security experience as temporary director.
They are literally violating the law around the appointment of the director of national intelligence and then telling us to trust them on following the law, which makes no sense.
Several Republicans opposed it over civil liberty concerns. After the failed vote, Trump nominated former SEC chair Jay Clayton as director of national intelligence, which could unstick the FISA reauthorization. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Also in Washington, Colorado River experts were in D.C. this week to speak with senators about the region's water crisis. As Alex Hager reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, state officials are running out of time to issue a new plan for the shrinking river.
The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee heard from federal water managers. Andrea Travnik with the Bureau of Reclamation says she'd prefer that state leaders agree on a plan for sharing the Colorado River, but
if they can't move their stakes to get closer, we are going to have to make the decision, and the federal government is prepared to do that.
The feds are likely to get sued by the states if they move forward with their own rules. The deadline for a new plan is about a couple months away, and states are letting that messy court battle get closer to reality. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
Hot for Colorado today on the western slope, high fire danger. In Grand Junction, highs in the mid-90s. For Denver, the lower 90s. You're listening to CPR News.